JCSU officials would only say that the school was placed on probation because of financial stability and control of finances. For the past 2 years, the university had a warning status and was being closely monitored by accreditors. In a press release, university officials said they were told that they presented a strong financial case, but questions were raised about information included on this year's audit report that did not appear on previous audits. The release did not go into specifics. A special committee of the accrediting agency will visit JCSU next fall to determine if their concerns have been addressed and if additional actions need to be taken. University officials say they are not discouraged by the school's probationary status and are confident it will be lifted by the end of next year. In the meantime, the school is still an accredited institution. JCSU has had financial challenges for several years now. 4 years ago, they laid off 21 employees and eliminated or put on hold 30 other positions. They blamed a drop in enrollment at the time. The school had about 1,800 students in 2013, and enrollment is down to about 1,500 today. The 150-year-old historically black college is in the midst of a change of leadership. Ron Carter was president for 9 years. Clarence M. Brister, president of a K-12 boarding school in Philadelphia, will be sworn in January. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.